Hello, hello, what's happening, Hornets, and welcome back to the Bryant Media Podcast. My name is Eli Hill, and with me today I have...
Asher Bird.
And...
Landon Boyd.
And...
Mr. Westbrook.
Hey, we got four people this time, or at least for a little bit, Mr. Westbrook today. And all of us are going to be talking about the Skills USA competition that we all went to today and yesterday, as at the time of this recording. So, first thing I want to kind of touch upon is... This is the year of first when it comes to Skills USA. It's me, Landon, and Asher's first year participating, and Mr. Westbrook, it's your first year having a new school go to Skills USA. So kind of walk me through kind of your thought process of this.
Well, so do we want to tell them what all we won first, or do we want to kind of backtrack a little bit?
Let's be a little humble about it.
That's a good idea.
Hashtag humble brag.
So Skills USA is a career tech organization. It's all the way from television production to radio audio production, like what you guys competed in and Landon did, broadcast news, to welding, cosmetology, criminal justice. So much is happening. It's a great organization for students to get hands-on experience of learning how to do something in an industry. And of all the things we compete in, I don't really have favorites, but this one is high up on the list because it's a legitimate live competition. It's not anything you're editing, but you're not editing it at the school and turning it in. You are doing it live, in person, on deadline, with a teammate, under the pressure of having to get it right, trying to match whatever the topic was that they gave you. You got to take all the practice, all of the hard work, all the mess ups, all the positives, and turn it into reality, right? And I'm standing over on the side talking to my teacher friends or walking around nervously or doing absolutely nothing. And so that's the awesome part about what Skills USA is about, is that all the work falls on y'all's shoulders to do it the right way.
Yeah, well, we also have to thank you for teaching us how to do all those skills.
Agreed.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. Yeah, sometimes I don't know the answers, right? We work our way through it on how to fix things.
Because
that makes it good, too, when y'all teach me.
This is our first year ever. Like, Bryant has never had, like, we had a film class, but that was more like, you know, recording and shooting like a short film, not like broadcast or anything like this. So for me, Asher, and Landon, this was like a first huge big thing. Landon, you were on the news broadcast side. You were the technical director, right?
Yeah, I was the technical director.
How have you prepared for this?
So about every Sunday for the past month or so, and probably more, we would practice for about 2 hours, and I would be at the switcher, which is what we use to like switch the cameras and everything. And Mr. Westbrook would drill in the time management into me to make sure I could get every single one right, and I would know every single cue that I would have to say. So it took a lot of work, and I'm pretty sure I tested his patience a lot, but at the end, I'm pretty happy where I ended up.
And as I've said, Landon is the calm to my storm, right? Y'all know that. So a lot of times where I would tell him, like, Landon, you got to be louder. You got to stop yawning. You're too calm here in this moment. You're too relaxed. Come on. So that's a pretty good description, right, Landon?
Yeah, I do tend to yawn sometimes.
Yeah, even
when
he was
job.
Even when he was showing us how, like, speeding through everything, in the middle of it, he just let out a big yawn.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but whatever, it worked.
I mean, you said you wanted to do that. When you won, you wanted to go up on stage and yawn.
I technically didn't get first, so I didn't deserve the yawn.
Yes, that first place goes to me and Asher, at least for the audio broadcast side. Asher, do you want to talk about what
it was
did?
Hectic.
I like that.
So, this class is more towards broadcast and like television side of things, and we don't have an audio thing other than this podcast. That is like the only thing that this class does for audio. So, with Mr. Westbrook, we had to like find this YouTuber guy to walk us through some things, find some new things to do, and we had to like to for like graphics, raising up volume, limiting it that way it doesn't peak. And in the end, he stuck with us through it all, taught us what we needed to know, and it was nice.
All while teaching two other teams on a completely different category.
And that's the thing. I mean, in some ways, the broadcast news side, four people per team, as you said, two teams, that's eight students. I'm only one person, right? And that takes a lot of time to do that. So there were a lot of days I left you guys on your own to figure it out. And I will say that ran through my head this morning. You know, your mind can do crazy things. And I thought, man, if they don't win, it's because I wasn't able to work with them enough. But I also knew y'all were prepared too. So it's pretty cool the way y'all figured things out. Hey, you need to go do this. And then you just go do it. And so that part of it's fun too, to see y'all just figure it out.
There was a couple hiccups in the actual competition.
Yeah. So I'll talk about this for a second, because so we get into the room, we all arrive, we get our registration, we go in, me and Asher go into the audio production room, we get set up and everything, everyone starts showing up, the proctor guy walks in and he starts talking about what we need to do, and what he said was, we want a 2-minute audio report and a 30-second commercial. What I heard was he wanted a 2-minute audio report with a 30-second commercial as a whole 2 minutes and 30 seconds MP3 file. Apparently what he wanted was just a 2-minute MP3 file in general.
In total, yeah.
In total. So we had finished everything, and then Asher was looked over at my thing, and he was like, why is it 2 minutes and 30 seconds?
And I'm like, you realize that the PSA is part of the 2 minutes that we have.
And I'm like, yeah, it's in there. Look, see, it's right there. I'm
like, no. You have 2 minutes total. We have to shave some things off. We have to, like, cut something out. Yeah, this isn't going
to
work.
We had to cut out an interview with a student. We had to shorten both the intro and outro. We thankfully didn't have to touch the commercial.
I didn't notice that, actually, yeah. When I listened to it the one time. I didn't notice of what we had practiced had gotten cut down.
Yeah,
the intro,
Asher,
so, okay.
Asher did right. Good. He added more to the intro and outro. Sadly, we had to cut it out.
Oh, okay.
But we ended up getting it 2 minutes, and I think that's what we kind of – Asher said something that was completely correct. He said
I said, Eli, because of what happened, if we win first place, you're taking all of the credit. If we don't, I'm placing all the blame on you.
Yes.
And we did get first place. And so the fact that he was able to shave all of that down in that little time crunch, like 10 minutes that we had to like turn it in and stuff. I mean, it was longer, but we were trying to get out of there and finish up. He did amazing.
Yeah, I mean, what y'all did there, because you had already told me this story, and so I actually went home and relayed it to my wife, and she said, well, then okay. They didn't have it right. They realized it wasn't right. Teammates helped each other. They got it right, and they got it turned in on time. What more could you ask for, right? So that's not something that most people – not every team makes that decision. They don't get it right. They don't communicate with each other. So that's a huge part of this. So, and y'all actually never made me nervous, because competition ended at 1, right? And y'all were walking down the stairs at 12:50.
Ours ended at 1:30.
Oh, was it 1:30? Oh, 1:30. Okay. See, we never actually even discussed that. Okay. But y'all were rolling out of there at 12:50, right?
Yeah, like we turned it in around that time.
You already had your bags packed, and so to me, I was like, wow, all right. So I was confident in that, too, that y'all weren't down to the last minute.
A couple
minute.
Other teams had already turned it in at that point.
Wow, I think really?
We were the last.
Okay.
I think we were the last team to turn ours in.
No, well, we were second to last.
Second to last. Sometime
around. But we were really intimidated because so when the judge like started letting people in, me and Eli and one other team, it was like Greenbrier Tech, I think.
Green County Tech.
That was the other team that was there, I'm pretty sure. And we were sitting there talking, having a good time with the judge, and the other team had not shown up. Their stuff was there, but they hadn't shown up, so they were like, did they sleep in the hotel or something?
Yeah, it was like 8:45, and it was just us and that other team and the judge in there.
Yeah, and then the judge went out to go grab something and said hello to some people that were outside the room. I'm like, I wonder if those people are audio. So I went out and I'm like, hey, are you guys audio? And they were like, yeah. What are you guys doing? I'm like, you can come in.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It's
that's
not.
Nice.
Yeah.
And you're the new guy. Yeah. Tell them that.
Yeah. They all shuffled in, right? And they were all part of the same team.
All of that was Cave City.
Okay, all sure, of that was that Cave City. Okay. There was three teams out of the five teams that were Cave City. And, like, they had done this before.
They
we were
are
really,
really good. This is the team that you warned us about.
Yes.
Because they have their own radio
station
cool. there. And they've been doing audio for however many years.
It's a tremendous feat that y'all beat them.
Yeah.
It really is. Yeah.
So one thing I kind of want to talk about is the nerves of this. You said you weren't nervous at all. Us three were very nervous.
We were very
Landon
nervous.
Especially. Landon, you want to talk about how nervous you
Can
were?
Can I tell him, Landon, how what I saw from you when you came out of the competition?
You know what? It's better if you explain it, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, y'all. Okay, Landon's very calm, you know, but he comes out of the competition room completely red-faced, sweating, drenched in sweat. His hair was all up in the air, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, Landon, you must have just completely failed in there. What happened? That made me nervous.
It was like one mistake or two.
And apparently it wasn't much. Yeah.
It wasn't a lot.
Yeah. What did you – was it you that said that the cameras were out of order from what they said?
From how we had practiced.
They did a little orientation beforehand before any of the teams went, and they were like, okay, we're going to have the cameras 1, 2, and 3, like the order we have and we practiced with. And then as soon as I got in there, I realized – this isn't 1, 2, 3. They put it in like 1, 3, 2. And it was just the weirdest way they could have set it up.
Okay, I got to run.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Westbrook, for your input.
Thank you for coming.
So, yeah, you, what all were you nervous about specifically? Were you nervous about actually performing?
Well, being the technical director, I don't have the great privilege of being looked directly at while being judged. So that's pretty great of me. Well, it's pretty great in general. But the most nerve-wracking thing about the whole experience was, for me, was when we were like, so we get 30 minutes to prep. So like write, like getting the story sorted, cutting stuff, writing the intro, runtime, rundown, weather, closure. And it's a lot, especially to do in 1 minute and like 30 minutes, because you get like one copy mm-hmm. to use. And we get like 20, we got 25 minutes to do like the actual news report instead of 30 minutes. So they shortened it.
Yeah.
And it's just when we got in there, though, we weren't prepared because we were missing like half the script. And it was intimidating, but we did so great up until the last like story where both anchors read. But we took what we basically killed and brought it back up, and we got second. So that was pretty good.
Yeah. This whole competition is like super serious. It's like people are coming, like colleges are here, and
oh yeah, no,
people
there were jobs. We were versing colleges and stuff, like in our different.
Well, colleges categories. Are a separate category.
Yeah, but like they were there competing, and
yeah,
that was intimidating.
But yeah, colleges were there. People job scouting were there to
a lot of people.
Yeah, to see like people in action to see if they would, you know, like oh, I want to hire this guy because he's doing so good. And it was really intimidating. I think it was really intimidating because I had to go around and ask for interviews for everybody. So like if I like got someone, thankfully I only got two teachers.
Yeah.
But if I was like getting someone from like a job, like a super like big job, I would have been, oh my gosh. And there was actually a lot of cool stuff there. Was there anything like particular that y'all noticed that y'all thought was really cool?
Like so I was stuck in like our audio room editing most of the time, so I couldn't like see people in action, but like the little walk around that we did beforehand,
mm-hmm.
I noticed like they had like criminal justice stuff, like Mr. Westbrook noticed before. I thought that was kind of cool.
They had a Bryant police car for
They had a Bryant police car. That was cool. What else? There was like t-shirt design and other stuff that caught my interest. They had like welding and carpentry and other stuff like that. It was really, really cool.
Yeah. Landon?
Well, I got like a real one and then kind of a joke one. They had one, and it cracked me up because when we were at the award ceremony, it was like one person did it. It was like refrigeration mechanics.
Yeah. I was so confused.
Yeah.
I was like, they working on refrigerators? Is that like a job?
Yeah, and it was one guy, and he got gold, and I was like, good job.
Good job, man.
But when we were walking around the little convention center and everything, they had this Union Pacific like trailer truck that was expanded out in like the center.
Yeah, I saw that.
When you looked in there, they had a little mini little train engine, and people would like practice like doing train.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, I didn't even see
train conducting. It was so cool. I really wish I could have gotten in there and looked at it further. It was like train simulator or something like that, and it was like in depth.
That's really cool. Yeah, I didn't realize that's what that was for.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of cool stuff. The police car, I actually got to see like in like them actually doing their thing. Ooh. What I saw, it didn't really seem like criminal like investigation or whatever. It was a guy like practicing like the police commands for pulling over a car. So like he was like, "Driver, please stick your hands out the window. Throw your keys onto the floor. Step out slowly."
I think it was like incident something or like crime scene.
Yeah.
Or practice or whatever, but something
it,
like that.
Forensics next to it.
And then they had.
Yeah, but that was really cool to witness. Mm-hmm. When I think of like jobs and stuff that they were gonna practice there, that was not one of them that I thought was.
Yeah, and it was like the first thing you saw when you walked in there too.
And what's funny is during that they had the flashers on, so like you saw it from even across the center. You saw it.
Mm-hmm.
We went to, all of us went to the Hot Springs Convention Center. That's where they held it.
Yep.
And also, if you hear the thunder, it is currently storming outside right now.
Oh, yeah.
So that's fun. they had it was at the Hot Springs Convention Center, and it was in this big room, like this big multi-purpose room. Like
it was
a
huge room. Like it was bigger than basketball court. Probably even bigger than a football field.
I think it was about as, probably a little bigger than the football field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And lengthwise, I don't know about widthwise, probably a way more than widthwise as well. What are you
walking? I walked
at?
That thing like six different times. So I
got, oh no,
oh, dude, my feet were hurting at the end of walking around for interviews.
Yeah, I got my walking in. I'm probably a little more strong leg wise now.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask, did y'all have any funny parts about going to Skills? I don't feel like we were there long enough to have. I know one funny thing that you told me that you did was hilarious, in my opinion, was you walking out and telling Nick that it's a lie.
Yeah. So after we got finished with our broadcasting, so we had our second team go in, and they got first place. Congratulations to them. They're all sophomores.
I mean, you got second place. You did really good.
Yeah, they didn't make the big mistake like we did. Theirs was separate, but I would let them explain that on another day. So, yeah, I just told them that everything we were told was a lie.
It's a lie. It's all a lie.
The cake's a lie.
I warned him so much.
This is just so funny, that being described to me. It was just like you walking out all red-faced and sweating, your hair is up. It's a lie. It's all a lie.
It's a trip.
Like, when we ended, my soul literally left my body, and it felt like I saw a ghost, because I felt like absolutely like silent rage in myself.
I have one funny-ish moment. I'm sure you remember it. I was done editing the intro and outro when Eli came back from the interviews.
Yep.
And I don't know what happened, but the intro, whenever I had saved it, was like cut differently and like weirdly, and I got like all flushed, and I was like, no, it's not that way. I promise I did it correct.
I believe you. I mean, I started listening to it, and I could all just hear the silences and him like muttering to himself instead of like his actual like audio, and I was like, huh? Why is it?
Huh? And I looked at it, and I'm like, because it was very obviously like there were cuts in like the middle of sound bites and then just silences like that were the exact length of the silences, so it's very obvious that that was not supposed to be there and it was supposed to be in a different place. But still, you walked in there, was like, is this
supposed to be like this?
I'm like, no no, it's not.
So yeah, that's I guess the extent of funny stuff, because this is a super serious thing. So
yes, it is very serious.
It's professional.
We saw a grown man cry today at the
award ceremony. I couldn't tell if he was crying actually, or if he was.
Oh yeah,
because
he had the eyes. You know, he was. Yeah, he was probably actually crying.
It was a beautiful sight.
Somebody had walked up on the stage right before the award ceremony. Was like, all right, I got a card here, and it says two things that I'm not allowed to do: cuss and cry. And then he ended up crying.
He cried the entire time.
At least he didn't cuss.
But I respect him so much, because wasn't he like the president or something?
I don't know. He was someone important.
He was like a chairman or something.
Yeah, he was like just very glad to see that it was so big again this year.
He was
like
the Arkansas chapter president, I think.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was like, I'm so glad that so many people came, and he was just really happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So something I want to talk about is the future, about what we're doing after this. So after this, we're doing OSPA, which, are you going to that?
I'm not going to OSPA. I have some college stuff to go for, but I'll be rooting for you.
OSPA basically is, we submitted like our news shows and certain stuff to be like graded or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it could be like producer of the year, which is what I'm going in for. Are you just going? Did he submit anything for you?
He submitted something. I forget what it was.
I don't remember.
He posted a list with everything that you'd be doing. I saw you were on there.
I was
something.
On it, yeah.
Yeah.
I forget. He was like, I'm going to put something for you that you did. I'm like, all right. But really, like, yeah.
You're
really quick,
audio,
before we do the OSPA stuff, I want to talk about the award ceremony a little bit more.
All right.
Because I'm sorry, I hated it. Like,
you hated the award ceremony?
Wow, Ash.
The reason why is because the entire time I felt anxious and I just wanted to get it over with. And they kept, like, they had they did a television, like, category. Mm-hmm. And then they didn't do audio or television broadcast afterwards.
Yeah, it was like film.
It was like,
no, it was like
video. It was video.
It was like
video.
15 things in between it before they finally did audio. And then it was like another 10 things.
You, Landon, you were super nervous.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I was grasping for dear life on Eli.
Yeah,
arm.
You were like shaking, and I was like, I like held on my arm too, and I was like, here, grab my arm.
He was petting the emotional support duck.
Oh yeah, we have a little lucky duck that we.
Yeah, Nick Gibbs brought like a tiny little just a duck, and he used it as his emotional support duck.
But like as soon as they won though, all of that just left.
And now we have Squeeze.
Oh yeah, we could talk about. All
our
right,
new mascot.
So the new mascot for the podcast booth. I don't. We'll ask Mr. Westbrook to take a picture and put it on the Instagram. But we after the awards, we went to Larry's Pizza, and we hung out and stuff. And we, Landon was super excited to go to the arcade. There was this one game, this one crane game that was like full of rolls, and it was tickets. So,
yeah.
So it was like, it went all the way up to 900 tickets. So he got like so many of them. Landon is the god at crane game, that one crane game at Larry's. Yeah. And we were wanting to get 9,000 tickets to get this pineapple statue.
It was a pizza statue. It was a light-up pizza statue.
To put in the podcast booth. We ended up only getting 7,000.
But now we have squeezed pineapple.
Now we have a pineapple with sunglasses on and a tie wrapped around it. So this is it's squeeze the pineapple, which is funny in it in of itself.
Because the pineapple is squishy.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's also one more thing I want to talk about. Ospaw, obviously.
Yeah.
We're going to that next. That's next week. Me and Asher and the other team that came in first place on the news broadcast are going to Nationals for Skills USA.
Oh, yeah.
Which is in the summertime. And that's going to be super.
That is scary.
That's for us. For us, it's like a multi-day thing. And we walk around Atlanta, Georgia, getting a story.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope they give us a prompt. Otherwise,
they'll give us a prompt. They'll give us a prompt for that and a super specific prompt for the commercial as
good.
Well. So there's that.
I can work with that then. It's going to be very. I'm already like nervous thinking about that.
It's going to be very nerve wracking, but it's also super exciting because this is Bryant's first year ever doing Skills USA, and we got this is the best case scenario.
Yeah,
Well, the audio radio production got first. Both of the news teams got first and second.
In their category, because they were competing in the same category.
Also, I'm just going to mention this. So, Mr. Westbrook is a new teacher here. He came from Arkansas High.
Yeah.
And we destroyed
their team.
Yeah.
We did.
They got third place, and they're like 3 years experience compared to us. Mm-hmm. And they had Mr. Westbrook for like two of those years. And we just
dominated
the crop. Randy Savage did. I'm just saying.
Hopefully, we'll find out like our specific scores once Mr. Westbrook gives it to us. But it was super exciting, super nerve-wracking, but I think I'd do it again.
Oh, it was a lot of fun, yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to do it again next year?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I'm only a sophomore. And I am, after this, Mr. Westbrook like kind of already told me, hey, you better go next year. So I'm like, all right.
And we got to find someone else to join you, though, because I'm not going.
Yep, I got to find a new audio.
You got to find a new buddy. Eli.
Got to find a new me.
Got to find a new Eli. That's
well,
gonna
no, you're going to be the new me.
I'm going to be the new Eli, and we got to find a new Asher.
You got to get facial hair.
You got to grow a beard.
Hey, I got a little bit of a mustache. Don't worry. I got a little bit of mustache.
Nice. Well, that's about it for Skills USA. That's pretty much, we covered every bit of it that we, at least we did.
Yeah.
My mom watched the live stream. I know because as we won, me and Asher were in the line, and I get a text. I look at my smartwatch, and it just says, "Mom, gold."
I called my mom right after.
Did you really? Were you in the line, like calling your mom?
Yeah, I called her like when we kind of got into the lobby area, and I was like, "Mom, I got second place. Look at me, I won something." And she was like, "Good job."
Good job, Landon.
Good job.
Yeah, it's super exciting. It's super fun.
And hopefully, now we have a bunch of schoolwork to do.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, now, hopefully that we did this and we got a bunch of awards, Bryant will be like, all right, let's take other stuff to Skills USA.
Like welding? Because, welding, there was a huge welding.
Photography?
Like, photography.
Oh, photography would be perfect then.
I know, right?
There was a bunch of other stuff, too, because there was, like, medical stuff. There was, like...
There's makeup.
There was makeup cosmetology. There was a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
There was a quiz bowl thing, I think.
There was.
It's called Knowledge Bowl.
They called it Knowledge.
Mr. Heatherly, if you hear this, there's a medical knowledge bowl. You should probably get some of the boys in there.
Medical knowledge.
Yeah, that was the exact category.
It was health. It was health knowledgeable.
But
there was also like, and like there was like really like off ones too, because there was like job description, I forget what it was. And then there was also like a...
What was that one that was whatever speaker, whatever word that was?
It was like a poltergeist, basically.
I was so confused. Yeah, I know it started with an E.
Like, it was like explanatory speaker or something like that. And then there was also like... why am I blinking what it's called?
I don't know. Why don't you ask yourself that?
Stop it. You're making fun of me.
Yes, I am.
It's like a there was a customer service category.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's like it's not just like specific stuff. It's like a
huge range of different things to do.
It's pretty much every job that's just skill-based.
I think welding has like 5 different subcategories.
They have like
statue welding. Yeah. Like regular welding.
Pipe welding.
Which school was it that kept winning a lot of those? It was like Morrill.
I have no idea.
Morrillton, was it? It was like Monticello.
Yeah.
It was like a Monticello career tech.
And then
place.
There was like two or three carpentry. There was a lot of engine work. Like, because there was even one for working on boats, like aquatic mechanics. There was aquatic mechanics.
And engines, like car engines and truck engines.
There was like three of those.
Yeah. I got some good sound bites of like someone trying to start one of those. Yeah. Too bad I couldn't use it.
Yeah, there was a lot of good stuff there. Yeah. So hopefully school. I would hope that they would listen to this podcast.
Yeah,
we just need to get more students involved. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More
we
students
do.
Involved in this class and other things.
Yeah. Also,
to go.
If you guys win. First place reward, you guys get a scholarship to a school.
So a technical college, you get a scholarship, a full tuition.
For like an associate's degree too.
Yep.
Yeah.
So like you get a whole degree out of it.
And there's a cash prize for all
we
those
won't go
greedy
into
people.
Detail,
yeah. But
I'm jealous.
Landon is jealous.
Because I thought it was going to be a lot less than what it was for first.
Let's just say second place got a certain amount and first place got
more.
More.
Double.
Like more.
But there's good rewards, good prizes. You get to talk to people. And like we said, there's like job scouters that go
opportunities
there.
Opportunities for jobs, for scholarships, for anything like that. And just to, you know, like raise your skill level in certain things.
Yeah, it's good. It's good like practice. It's good experience. It's amazing.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I'd go again. I might go again if I go to the right college. They might host Skills USA.
Does Arkansas?
I know Pulaski.
Have that?
I know Pulaski Tech does.
Mm. Pulaski Tech does. I think I'm assuming the one that they have a scholarship to does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank y'all so much for joining me on the Skills USA podcast. I've been Eli Hill, and with me I've had
Asher Bird
and
Landon Bullock,
and this has been the What's Happening Hornets podcast.